Time, certainly a fascinating topic. Is time more about math? Or is it rather the accumulation of wonder, hope, hard work, and a little bit of mysticism? Speaking of time, how about a decade? How long does a decade feel? 10 years. Is that a long time? How much change occurs in our individual realities across such span of time? Are we different today than we were a decade ago? How much have we grown, learned, and evolved in 10 years? Do our undesirable actions, behaviors, and addictions bubble up time and again as we journey, so to dispel that we have learned anything at all? Or can we say with objective show-me-like truthfulness that indeed we have mastered those habits that once domineered us? 10 years to me sounds like a long-ass time. Try to imagine your life in 10 years. Where will you be? How will you look? Who will you be with? What will you be doing and not doing? Will you be happy or disgruntled? Wow, 10 years. It's a long ass time. Hell, 5 years almost feels like forever. 3 years, well, that's also almost unimaginable. Even a single turn of one new calendar creates question. Frankly, I do not know all that will occur in the next 12 months, both those things intended, while variables flying in from left field. I can barely imagine the final result. And then, how much control do we actually have over the outcome? Is the free will to steer our own ship an illusion, as some claims say? Is our destination predetermined? And despite all attempts, can we legitimately become someone new, someone different, someone better? Of course, change occurs. Change is one of two life certainties. We have no choice. Change. Surely change happens. The other one of two is death. And that's it. That's all there is to be sure of in life. Change and death. So, okay, we do change our lives. Or maybe is it that life changes us? Regardless, day by day we metamorphosize into a brand new us, forever different than who we were yesterday. We have no choice. By default, we become different hour by hour, day by day, year by year, and certainly decade by decade. Perhaps the trick is different how? Meaning, different in what ways? Are we smarter as each week passes? Are we more resilient from one month to the next? Are we comprehensively trending upwards or staying somewhat flatline neutral, you know, like somewhat stagnant. Well, what's the baseline? What's the standard? And where's the finish line? What was the goal of such life segments? Did we have something specific we were oriented towards? Or just off on a free-range exploration? Did we possess a map? Did we hold a compass? Was there a planned route? Did we have any idea what we were intending to accomplish at all? Perhaps we've already established the wild variability within the concept of time, even year by year. Never mind a decade's worth. So if 10 years is a long-ass time, then what about 25? 25, a quarter of a century, because it seems we like quarters. It's a measurement inherently understood. Imagining how life will be different 25 years from now is almost too much of a span, isn't it? Geez, in 25 years I'll most likely be dead. Which, by the way, is not my pessimism, but rather 9 years past the average age of the standard American. Time. An interesting proposition. Do we lose time when unmindful? Do we make up time when late? Do we find time when needed? Or create time when necessary? Do we hold godlike controls to alter such astronomically guided comings and goings of the sun and moon? Of course not. It's a play on words, silly. But we can choose how we spend time, that's for sure. Like seeking betterment, or wallowing in past pains, such as a choice. Although not always can we control it. Isn't it a self-evident reality that what we do or not is somewhat within our realm of controllable guidance? Remembering that change is a given. For me, I try to build in some flex time into most plans. Yeah. That might be a wise move. Next, I try to act with intention, presumptive of the factuality that everything changes, so there will surely be detours and storms during my journey. Change. Change. How fascinating is change? My first major life chess game move occurred 35 years ago today, April 4th, 1989. Possible. I finally came to believe something different was possible. Something new was possible. Something better was possible for me. My new life initiated amid the truth of possibilities. I could change. It was possible. And I began there. Yet wait, such notion is neither quick nor easy. Backing up, 5 years prior, I had wanted a new life because my at time current reality sucked. 5 years prior, I was a junkie, shoving needles into my arms many, many times, 24 hours a day. I felt there was nothing else available to me. I felt there was no way out. It took 5 years for me to finally absorb my found truth of possibilities. When finally committed to the truth of possibilities, next I grasped tightly the willingness to suffer as much as I had to endure to reach my intended arrival place. I mustered the courage, the bravery, the tenacity, and the grit to withstand all hardships realized and unknown along my way, caring not for the bumps and bruises and scrapes and breaks as I pushed forward. I faced death head on. If my expedition forward killed me, oh well, I did not care, because I knew the Grim Reaper was hot on my heels, meaning I could not go back. No way. 35 years ago today, I chose to become someone new and different and better than the person I was. For 13 years prior, I abused drugs every single day. For 8 years before that, I was mad at the world and ran from those things I believed were trying to hurt me. That being my parents, school, and perhaps most of all, my own thoughts and feelings. Veritably, today, I am only 35 years old, because only at such time did I begin living.